Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building an advanced jungle-informed drum and bass bass line in Ableton Live 12, and the big goal is not just to make it hit hard, but to make it move like a hook. We want that bass to feel alive in the drop, lock properly with the breaks, and evolve over time so it stays exciting across an 8 or 16 bar section. This is one of those areas where DNB really separates itself from other genres. A heavy sub by itself is not enough. A cool reese by itself is not enough. In drum and bass, the bass line has to participate in the rhythm of the track. It has to answer the snare, leave space for the drums, and give you tension and release in a way that feels composed, not accidental. So here's the plan. We're going to build a two-layer bass instrument using stock Ableton devices only. One layer will be a clean mono sub. The other will be a mid-bass layer with character, saturation, and motion. Then we'll write a short ARP-style motif, shape it so it works with the breakbeat, and arrange it into a drop that feels like a real jungle or darker rollers phrase. First thing, set up the musical frame before you even think about the sound design. Open a new project, and get the tempo around 170 to 174 BPM. Pick a dark key. G minor, F minor, or D minor are all solid choices. For this lesson, think simple and focused. One tonal center is enough. We're not writing a full melody here. We're writing a bass statement. Before the bass goes in, sketch a drum loop. Put the snare on 2 and 4. Get a kick pattern working around that. And add some chopped break elements or ghost notes so the groove already has movement. This matters because the bass line has to interlock with the drums. In drum and bass, the snare is sacred. If your bass is stomping on the snare transient without a reason, the groove starts to feel cramped. A really useful teacher trick here is to leave one or two empty 16th note spaces right before the snare. That little pocket often makes the whole phrase feel more expensive. In fast tempos like this, tiny rhythmic changes read as major events. A single empty slot or displaced note can create more drama than adding more notes. Now let's build the instrument. Create an instrument rack on one MIDI track and split it into two chains. One chain is the sub. One chain is the mid-bass. On the sub-chain, load operator and use a sine wave. Turn off the extra oscillators so it stays pure. Give it a short attack, full sustain, and a clean release. Then put utility after it and set the width to 0% so the sub stays completely mono. That's your weight. Keep it clean and centered. On the mid-bass chain, load wave-eatable or analog. Start with something simple like a saw or square-based source. Don't get too fancy at this stage. The motion will come from the notes, the envelope, and the processing. After the synth, add auto-filter and saturator. You can also add chorus ensemble very lightly if you want some extra size on the upper layer, but keep it subtle. The important thing is role separation. The sub provides weight, the mid provides attitude and note definition, and the motion comes from the phrasing. As a starting point, keep the auto-filter cut off somewhere in the low-to-mid range, maybe around 120 to 350 Hz depending on the tone. Add about 2 to 6 dB of saturator drive and turn soft clip on. That gives you audibility and edge without destroying the tone. Remember, we're saturating for translation, not just for loudness. Now write the MIDI. Keep the motif short. One bar is enough to begin with, and two bars is usually the limit before you should start thinking about farination. Use a limited note set from the scale, like root, minor third, fifth, and minor seventh. If you're in G minor, that might be G, BB, D, and F. That's already enough to build a strong jungle-style phrase. Think ARP-like, not melodic in the usual sense. Use short notes for most of the hits, and let one or two notes hold a little longer so the phrase has anchors. You want a repeated cell that loops well, but with enough syncopation to feel alive. One strong pattern might be root, fifth, minor seventh in the first bar, then root, minor third, fifth in the second bar with a little pickup at the end to loop it back around. And don't underestimate velocity. Even if the sound is heavy, velocity changes can subtly affect the feel, especially if you later map them to filter or envelope response. It's one of those details that helps the line feel performed instead of pasted in. Now comes the really important part. Note placement against the breakbeat. Don't just place the bass wherever the grid suggests. Ask yourself where the drums are breathing. The bass should answer the break, not fight it. Try putting a bass stab just after the snare to pull the phrase forward. Try leaving a gap under the snare and letting the bass hit just before or just after. If the break is busy, simplify the bass for that moment and let the drums win. This is where a lot of people make the track feel too full. They keep adding notes because they think energy equals density. But in jungle-informed writing, groove usually beats complexity. One well-placed note can feel bigger than 5 average ones. As you edit the clip, shorten some notes to 16th or 8th note lengths. Nudge a few slightly off the grid if it helps the groove, but keep the low end tight. Then duplicate the clip and make a second version with one note displaced by a 16th. Alternate between those A and B versions every 4 bars. That one change can make the drop feel composed instead of looped. Now let's make the mid layer speak properly. Keep the sub clean, and process the mid chain. A good Ableton stock chain here is Saturator, Auto Filter, Drum Boss or Overdrive, and EQ8. Start with Saturator around 3-5 dB of drive and keep soft clip on. If you want more bite, add a little drum bus drive, but don't overcook it. If the sound starts getting fizzy or harsh, darken it a bit with a filter or use EQ8 to tame the ugly area, often somewhere around 2.5 to 5 kHz. Also high pass the mid layer so it's not fighting the sub. A good starting point is somewhere around 70 to 120 Hz, depending on the patch. This is crucial. If you saturate the whole bass too early, you smear the low end and lose the foundation. Keep the sub pure and let the upper layer carry the color. If you want movement, automate the auto filter cutoff in a controlled way. Don't do giant dramatic sweeps unless the arrangement truly calls for it. In DNB, subtle filter movement often feels more powerful than huge obvious changes. A small open and close motion over a phrase can create tension, release, and forward drive without sounding like a gimmick. Next, shape the amp envelope so the bass sits in the groove. A good starting point is a very fast attack, a short decay, and release somewhere in the 40 to 120 millisecond range if you want a tight, punchy phrase. If the sound is too legato and washes over the drums, shorten the release. If it feels too chopped and unnatural, open it up just a touch. You can also make root notes slightly longer than passing notes. That creates a sense of gravity. The root feels like home, while the movement notes feel like motion. Now we move from loop to arrangement. This is where the lesson becomes really musical. A strong DNB section needs phrase architecture. Don't just repeat the same thing for 16 bars. Build a 4-bar or 8-bar hierarchy. Bar 1 states the idea. Bar 2 answers it. Bar 3 pushes it. Bar 4 resets it. Then repeat with variation. For the first 4 bars, establish the motif clearly. For bars 5 to 8, introduce one small variation, maybe a note change or a filter opening. For bars 9 to 12, raise the tension, maybe with an octave jump or an extra passing note. For bars 13 to 16, give us a switch up or a partial drop reset. Even one silent beat or a thin sub-only moment can make the next hit feel massive. Here's a great advanced move. Pull the mid bass out for one bar and let the sub carry the phrase. That drop in density is often more exciting than adding more layers. Another useful move is to reserve one special bar every 8 or 16 bars for a fill, reverse tail, or chopped repeat. This keeps the section from flattening out. Let's talk automation. Use it like a performer would, not like a checklist. You only need a few smart moves. Automate the filter cutoff. Automate saturator drive by a small amount on a switch-up bar. You can also automate the width on the mid layer very slightly, but keep the sub mono and untouched. If you want a transition moment, send only a final note or one stab to a reverb or echo return. That gives you atmosphere without washing out the core bass tone. For jungle character, short ghost pickups work really well. A reversed stab, a quick delay throw, or a snare fill before the next phrase can make the section feel alive. But keep it deliberate. One good movement is better than 4 random ones. A few common mistakes to watch for. First, don't overwrite the drum pocket with too many bass notes. If the bass is stepping on the snare, remove notes around the snare and let the break breathe. Second, don't saturate the sub directly. Keep the low end clean and process the mid layer instead. Third, don't use too much stereo width in the low end. Mono the sub and only widen the upper layer lightly. Fourth, don't let the loop repeat unchanged for 16 bars. Add a mutation every 4 or 8 bars. And fifth, always respect the relationship between bass and snare. That relationship is the backbone of the groove. If you want the bass to hit harder, think in rolls, not just sounds. One lane for weight, one lane for attitude, one lane for motion. If every layer tries to do all three, the mix gets blurry fast. And if the bass starts feeling too EDM busy, strip it back and strengthen the drum interaction instead. In this style, negative space is part of the arrangement. A really useful exercise is to build a 15-minute version of this. Pick a key, make the 2-chain instrument rack. Write a 1-bar motif using only 3 or 4 notes, duplicate it to 4 bars. Saturate only the mid layer, and arrange it against a simple breakbeat. Then automate one filter sweep and one drive boost in the final bar. Check the mix in mono and remove any notes that fight the snare. If it feels like a real drop fragment rather than a sketch, you're on the right track. So the big takeaway here is simple but powerful. In drum and bass, the best bass lines are composition plus sound design. Build the clean sub. Give the mid layer character. Write a short rhythmic motif. Arrange it so the bass responds to the drums. Saturate it enough to translate, but not enough to destroy the writing. Keep the phrasing tight. Vary the loop every few bars, and let the snare breathe. If the bass line feels musical, weighty, and structurally intentional, that's when it starts sounding like serious DNB. And once you get this workflow under your fingers in Ableton Live 12, you can reuse it across jungle, rollers, neuralene drops, and darker halftime adjacent ideas. That's the power of a solid composition mindset.